Welcome to evening prayer for Wednesday, June 16th, 2021. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening and the day is almost over. In the city of God, night shall be no more. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. O radiant light, O sun divine, of God the Father's deathless face, O image of the light sublime that fills the heavenly dwelling place. O Son of God, the source of life, praise is your due by night and day. Our happy lips must raise the strain of your esteemed and splendid name. Lord Jesus Christ, as daylight fades, as shine the lights of eventide, we praise the Father with the Son, the Spirit blessed, and with them one. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give thanks to you, O God, creator and ruler of the universe. You made the lights of the heavens, the sun in the day to brighten and warm the earth, the moon at night, and countless stars. You gave us these lights as signs for seasons, days, months, and years. Then, in the fullness of time, you sent Jesus Christ to be the light of the world, the morning star that never fades. Let your light illumine our lives and enlighten our path, until we may rest in perpetual light, through Christ our Lord, and in the communion of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
O Lord, I call to you, come to me quickly. Hear my voice when I cry to you. Let my prayer rise before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch before my mouth, O Lord, and guard the door of my lips. Let not my heart incline to any evil thing. Let me not be occupied in wickedness with evildoers, nor eat of their sweet foods. Let the righteous strike me. Their rebukes as oil upon the head are not to be refused. Yet my prayers are continually against the deeds of the wicked. Let the rulers be thrown down upon the stones, that they may hear my words, for they are sweet. Just as one who tills the earth breaks the rock, so let their bones be scattered at the mouth of the grave. But my eyes are turned to you, Lord God. In you I take refuge. Strip me not of my life. Guard me from the trap that they have laid for me, and from the snares of evildoers. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while I alone pass through.
Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O God, and let your loving kindness descend upon us, that with purified hearts we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you for ever and ever. A reading from Psalm 1. Happy are they who have not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor lingered in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seats of the scornful. Their delight is in the law of the Lord, and they meditate on God's teaching day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season, with leaves that do not wither. Everything they do shall prosper. It is not so with the wicked. They are like chaff which the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked shall not stand upright when judgment comes, nor the sinner in the counsel of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall be destroyed. Eternal God, in your loving wisdom, you set us beside this fountain of life, like a tree planted by running streams. Fill us with delight in your teaching, that we may bear fruit in every season of life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. A reading from Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous. Praise is fitting for the upright. Praise the Lord with the lyre. Make music for God with a 10-stringed harp. Sing for the Lord a new song. Play your instrument skillfully with joyful sounds. For your word, O Lord, is right, and faithful are all your works. You love righteousness and justice. Your steadfast love fills the whole earth. By your word were the heavens made, by the breath of your mouth all the hosts of heaven. You gather up the waters of the ocean as in a waterskin, and store up the depths of the sea. Let all the earth fear the Lord, let all who dwell in the world stand in awe. For God spoke, and it came to pass, God commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord brings the will of the nations to nothing, and thwarts the designs of the peoples. Your will, O Lord, stands fast forever, and the designs of your heart from age to age. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord, happy the people chosen to be God's heritage. The Lord looks down from heaven and sees all humankind. God sits firmly enthroned and watches all who dwell on the earth. God fashions all their hearts and observes all their deeds. A king is not saved by the size of the army, nor are warriors rescued by their great strength. The horse gives vain hope for victory. Despite its great strength, it cannot save. Truly your eye is upon those who fear you, O Lord, upon those who wait for your steadfast love to deliver their lives from death and to keep them alive in time of famine. Our innermost being waits for you, O Lord, our helper and our shield. Surely our heart rejoices in you, for in your holy name we put our trust. Let your loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us, even as we place our hope in you. O God, by your word you made heaven and earth, and through your living word, Jesus Christ, you continue to accomplish your purpose for creation. Make us witnesses to your truth and instruments of your peace, that all may know you are the God who loves justice and acts faithfully, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Some Sadducees, those who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and asked him a question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first married and died childless. Then the second and the third married her. And so, in the same way, all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had married her. Jesus said to them, "Those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die anymore because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush, where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now, he is God not of the dead, but of the living, for to him all of them are alive." Then some of the scribes answered, "Teacher, you have spoken well," for they no longer dared to ask him another question. Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For you, Lord, have looked with favor on your lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. You, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. You have mercy on those who fear you, from generation to generation. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. You have shown strength with your arm and scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. You have filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. You have come to the aid of your servant Israel to remember the promise of mercy, the promise made to our forebears, to Abraham and his children forever. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense, O Lord. The lifting of my hands is an evening sacrifice. Give us your peace, O God, that we may rejoice in your goodness to us and to all your children, and be thankful for your love revealed in Jesus Christ. Especially we thank you for the faithful witness of Christian people, for the vast universe of galaxies and stars, for friends with whom we have shared, for the courage to be bold disciples, for the labors of those who have served us. Give us your peace, O God, that we may be confident of your care for us and all your children as we remember the needs of others. Especially we pray for Episcopal and Methodist churches, for racial justice and reconciliation, for those who are poor or vulnerable, for agents of caring and relief, for help for those who are abused or neglected. God, our Shepherd, you have brought us through this day to a time of reflection and rest. Calm our souls and refresh us with your peace. Keep us close to Christ and draw us closer to one another in the bonds of his wondrous love. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the Lord, who is our peace, give us peace at all times and in every way. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.